This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Apple says it received 2 million orders for the iPhone 5 in the first 24 hours of availability. That is good news, of course, for Apple. It is also good news for shipping companies like FedEx, which in the past has partnered with Apple to get those iPhones from China, where they're made, to you. The BBC's Andrew Wood joins us from Hong Kong with more. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, so how significant is something like the launch of the iPhone 5 for a big shipping company like FedEx?
Well, in a way, an iPhone is absolutely perfect for a company like FedEx. On the whole, it's small, it's very high value, and it's the type of thing that people want immediately or as quickly as possible. And so it's absolutely perfect to be put into a padded envelope or a small box and be sent, or 100 of them sent in one box from manufacturing plants here in China to the Western world.
Now, China makes so many different things that we buy here in the United States. Are there any other big spikes that are comparable to the spike that FedEx is going to see from the iPhone 5?
Well, the iPhone 5 is a bit like a big blockbuster movie being launched, although perhaps it's now the fifth installment in the franchise, so it's perhaps not as big as the original debut was. There's nothing perhaps as particularly as clear as the iPhone 5, but people are worried about what's going on the mainland of China. The economy is still growing at a blistering rate compared to the United States. You're talking about 7, 8, 9%. But the trade surplus is getting bigger, which at first sight may look good, but actually it's because imports are shrinking, so there's less actually for people like FedEx to export rapidly using sort of high-speed logistics.
And just overall, Andrew, how big of a player is FedEx as compared to UPS or other players in the shipping market in China?
Well, they're all pretty prominent at the moment, and they're getting bigger. Already you're seeing an awful lot more roads being built. It's a bit like the 1950s in America. And you're also seeing a lot of regional airports open up, sometimes in the far west of China. It's very difficult to get to. And companies like FedEx are linking up with local partners, and they're really much part of the logistics landscape here now on the mainland.
The BBC's Andrew Wood in Hong Kong. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.